this last message would only be about 15 minutes. And I'm sure everybody's heard their pastor say something like that and say, yeah, sure. But this start to finish is written out, and I'm going to read it. And I know how long it takes to read it. And so now I'm not saying that I can't get distracted and go off on a little path, but I don't think I will. Before I do, I just want to throw this out here in case it would be a help to you. But I was asked, privileged about 2 years ago, asked to do a seven-minute radio broadcast 7 days a week for Christian Radio, and we're on two different stations. And about a year ago, I had been accumulating all these programs, and I said, man, I'd like to do something a little more with them. And so I started a podcast, and it's called Stay the Course, and you can find it on your iPhone, the Apple Podcast. It's on Spotify. I think it's on all the major podcast platforms if you just search Stay the Course, Joe Vasek. And I don't, very carefully prepared, let me say it that way, that you never hear in there. It's just, it's straightforward. It's 5 minutes and 50 seconds of content. And what it is, Monday, I will usually address either a Bible event or a Bible character. And sometimes I'll tell the story of their life or an event of their life through their eyes. Sometimes I'll just draw conclusions about their life. But it's Bible people, basically. Tuesday is just a condensed message that I've preached in my own pulpit. Wednesday is strictly Baptist history. And if it's important for, if you don't understand why it's important to know Baptist history, you'll learn why it's important just by listening to this. And Thursday is Bible doctrine. And Friday is Christian history. For example, the story of Oswald and Biddy Chambers was from that. And I hit as much as I can from, if you know who Savonarola is, I told his story a few months ago, all the way up to about 3 weeks ago, I gave the testimony of Dottie Rambo. So anybody that is saved and used to the Lord, I tell their story. So anyway, if that's a blessing to you, look for it. It doesn't cost anything. I don't make any money off of it. It's just something that I hope would be a blessing to you. All righty. We're going back to Proverbs 5. You don't have to turn there, but I'm going to read the two passages from Proverbs 5. Proverbs 5 gives us a contrast between the way of lust and looseness and the way of lifelong love. Verses 3 through 14 present the life of lust and looseness. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house. Lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. And thou mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. That's the life of lust and looseness. That's where the pop culture wants us to think all the fun is. Now let's look at the life of lifelong love. We read it in the last session. Let's read it again, verses 15 through 19. Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. The popular culture is constantly trying to persuade us of what a wonderful life it is to have multiple partners, to sleep around, that the life of one-night stands with strangers is normal, acceptable, and fulfilling, that it's a drag to be tied down, that it's much more fun to be loose and free. You can't watch television without picking up that philosophy. You can't listen to popular music. It's the writers and performers, actors, singers, all the context of their speech assumes that multiple partners and loose love, we know it's lust, is real happiness. And all of the popular culture assumes that to be true. But there are some blessings, treasures, and pleasures that you only enjoy through lifelong love. Things that the loose and free people will never know. The people who choose to be loose and free will never know the security of building a life with someone you have grown to trust. They will never know the joy of a life defined by one person who has patiently and lovingly built you, and who has allowed you to patiently and lovingly build them. They will never know the fulfillment of persevering in learning to love each other, the endurance of praying each other through very dark times, the peace of fighting the temptation to walk away when it seemed that reconciliation was impossible, and the satisfaction of coming back together because you both knew you couldn't live without each other. They'll never know that strong love that is forged when you overcome your pride to say, sometimes, I'm so sorry. And other times, yes, I'll forgive you. People in the loose and free life will never know what it is to look into the same eyes that you've looked into for decades and see the soul of someone whose love has been tried and proven 10,000 times over. They will never know that pleasure of holding the hands that time and time again have massaged your aching back, cooked your favorite meal, built fires in the fireplace, run their fingers through your hair when your hair was thick and dark, and when it is sparse and gray. Hands that have wrapped thousands of gifts for your same loved ones, moved thousands of shovels of snow. Not so much here, but made thousands of cups of coffee, folded thousands of pairs of clean underwear, carried out thousands of bags of garbage, and opened the lids of 1,000 jars. Those hands may have grown weak and wrinkled and scarred, but they hold yours with warmth and love and character that is eternally priceless. The loose and free crowd spend their lives wishing and searching for what you and I have. The extreme pleasure of really knowing and loving another person and having them really know and love you. Knowing each other's dreams, your likes and dislikes, your favorites, your opinions, your philosophies, your pet peeves, your notorious jokes. Knowing each other's stories, struggles, quirks, appetites, habits, both good and bad. Each other's moods, strengths, weaknesses, fears, thoughts, talents, preferences, and hang-ups. Sharing memorable days and experiences. Raising children together. Buying a house together. Enduring power outages. Vehicle breakdowns. Accidents. Injuries. Trips to the emergency room. Illnesses. Lifelong love has someone with whom to share every element of life, good and bad, difficult and wondrous. The loose and free people will never know the bliss of hearing the one voice that never ceases to thrill your heart, that always calms your soul, encourages you, reminds you of why you keep going, assures you that it's all going to be okay. The one voice that says your name like no one else's does. The voice that you've heard hundreds of times both apologize and forgive, gripe and thank, yell and whisper, argue and make peace, tell dumb jokes and speak profoundly, compliment you, thank you, and say things that only your ears will ever hear. The voice that you've heard whisper good night, I love you, 10,000 nights, and begin 10,000 new days with good morning. The voice that says you're home, no matter where you are. The loose and free folks will never know the pleasure of beholding the extreme beauty that can only come as the result of sacrifice and love and pain and endurance, as the result of faithfulness and tenderness and sweetness and toughness, of difficult days and romantic nights, of bearing your burdens, of believing in you, laboring with you, dreaming with you. They'll never see the beauty that only your husband can see, only your wife can see. The beauty that is the product of unlimited memories and kisses, experiences, trials, victories, heartaches, laughs, tears, and smiles. No actor, no model, no celebrity, no glamour girl could possibly have the beauty that you have, because your beauty tells the story of a private, personal, lifelong love. When he says, you're the most beautiful woman in the world, he means it. Because he's telling you that he sees an adorable, gorgeous, glamorous lady that you don't see when you look in the mirror, and that nobody else can see, because nobody else knows the true beauty of every element of your person. Nobody else knows your heart, your soul, your life. No one else's beauty can possibly compare to yours. When she says, you're the strongest man in the world, she means it. because she's seen you win the battles that no one else even knew you were fighting. She's watched you persevere during countless defeats. She's watched you overcome weaknesses and fears that you never told to anyone but her. And she sees those strengths every time she looks at you. Nobody else's strength can possibly compare to yours. The people who choose to live the loose and free life will never embrace the body of a trusted, proven, faithful, enduring, lifelong partner and friend. And I pity them because they'll never know what they've missed. Rejoice with the wife or the husband of your youth. Father, I pray that as we say goodbye today, that you would take the truths of your word and the fellowship of your people and send it home with us. Lord, our culture is collapsing around us every moment. And we need our marriages to be strong. Our children need our marriages to be strong. Our churches need our marriages to be strong. And Lord, we need each other. Every husband needs his wife. Every wife needs her husband. We need to be strong. We need to be passionately in love. We need to do the hard work to stay in love. And I pray that you would help us to stay focused on that. Lord, I pray as husbands and wives go home and perhaps tackle some difficult issues, give them, Lord, please, the humility to say what needs to be said, to break the ice. Lord, there may be couples in this room that don't even say, I love you, ever. Help them to fix that. Lord, I pray for couples in this room that they were doing great for a while, but they hit a wall. They've gotten in sort of a bad groove and they can't get out, in a rut they can't get out of. Help them, please. And I pray for those couples in this room that have enjoyed decades of wonderful marriage. Yeah, challenges, storms, but they've endured. Take them to even a greater level in their love, I pray. Oh, Lord, please, you did not intend for marriage to be a drudgery. And I pray that you'd help us to know it to be the joyous lifestyle that is your gift to us. Help us, please, we pray, in Christ's name. Amen.